The idea of podcasting tech can just feel so, so overwhelming sometimes, and I completely get that. So that is what we're talking about in today's episode of The Lazy Girl's Guide to Podcasting with me, Verity. It is great to have you back here again. And if this is your first time listening to the podcast, then welcome. It's great to have you. It's great to have you here. But yes, I think that it is important to talk about the overwhelm that we can often feel when it comes to choosing podcast tech and this idea of analysis paralysis, because I think sometimes, well, actually more than sometimes, I think quite often people just get really stuck in their own heads and it's like, I can't move forward. I can't do this because I don't know which platform to use for something or another. And I was so similar back a few years ago when I started my podcasting journey. And it's weird to think that it was a few years ago now, but I completely got into that mindset of I spent ages choosing a podcast hosting platform, thinking it had to be the absolute perfect podcast host. And it was one of those where I was like, oh, actually, when I just got started, the podcast hosting platform didn't actually matter so much because it was about me producing content and just getting the content out there and building the brand for that first podcast, really. And I went in with a very different mindset for The Lazy Girl's Guide to Podcasting when I set that up. But the point is that I know what it's like to have that analysis paralysis and try so hard and try so many different free trials and try so many different pieces of tech. And then you're like, but which one is the right one? And then somebody comes along and they're recommending something else and you jump over to that. And you spend so much time learning all of these different pieces of tech that what you don't do is actually concentrate on creating amazing content for your show, which is a huge, huge, it's just a huge mistake to make in my mind, because at the end of the day, people come to your show to listen to the content. They do not come to your show because of what you've recorded on or who your host is or whether you used Canva or something more expensive or cheaper to create your graphics on. People come to you for the content. What's it they say? They come to you for the content. People come to the show for the content and stick around for the host, I think, something like that. Anyway, I'm getting a little bit off topic. The point is, if you are stuck in this kind of analysis paralysis, or if you're finding that you are jumping from piece of tech to piece of tech to piece of tech based on people's recommendations, is I would urge you to, first of all, just sit down and really consider to yourself, what are the tools and resources that I actually need for my podcast? And when you find a tool or resource that you like, stick with it. The grass is not always greener on the other side. I absolutely promise you that. And I am somebody who, you know, this it's a bit ironic that I say that because I am somebody who's like, oh, that looks so new and shiny. It's that shiny object syndrome, isn't it? Oh, that's new and shiny. I want to use that recording platform instead, or I want to use that host or whatever. And actually, most of the time, the grass isn't greener. You feel like you have been working ages because you're like, right, I've just moved across to a new host and I have, you know, set up all of this and I've been working really, really hard on my podcast because I've had to, you know, move all this stuff across, or I've had to learn how this new recording suite works or whatever it is. And yes, you have worked really hard learning all of that, but what you've not done is work really hard putting out content. So maybe then skip a few weeks, and that's fine. Sometimes we'd need to skip a few weeks, but if you're doing it at the detriment of your podcast because you're spending so much time doing other things, such as learning a new piece of recording software, and there's nothing wrong with the recording software that you're currently using, that's not a really, you know, useful way to use your time, in my opinion. You know, or you just put out really rushed episodes, which is also, you know, just not necessarily going to benefit you or benefit your audience. So as I said, when you find a tool or resource that you like, stick with it. Unless there is something really, really lacking, such as something has come out or they've added new features to another platform or what have you, but don't move just for the sake of moving or changing. The other piece of advice that I would give you is to sort out the basics and everything else will just come and fall into place. So what are those basics? What is it that you actually need for your podcast? Well, first of all, I've already mentioned podcast hosting platforms. I use Captivate. I love Captivate. I pay $19 per month, which is about £17 over here in the UK, for my podcast hosting through Captivate. You don't need to use Captivate if you don't want to. I'd love it if you did, because I've got an affiliate link in the show notes, and I'll just put that out there. And you get a 7-day free trial if you do decide to try that out. However, if you don't want to spend that money, there are loads of ways that you can start podcasting for free. You can use Buzzsprout. They've got what is essentially a three month trial. Again, that link is down in the show notes. You can also use something like Spotify for podcasters. You know, there's loads and loads of free options. But what I would say to you is just consider what tools you actually need from your podcast host before you sign up to a platform. But you need a podcast hosting platform, because your podcast hosting platform is where you're going to upload all of your episodes to, and that is going to push it out to all of the different directories such as Apple, Spotify, and all the rest of them. The other thing you are going to need is somewhere to record and edit. Now, I use Riverside for all of my recording and editing, but I didn't for the longest time. For the first maybe year or so of my podcasting journey, I used GarageBand. I love GarageBand. And I would say this to people, and they'd be like, oh my God, you use GarageBand? That's like, why? But then they'd listen to my episodes and they'd be like, what do you record on? It's really good quality. And I was like, GarageBand. So, you know, it doesn't have to be overly expensive. You can stick with whatever comes on your computer, your laptop, whatever, but you need somewhere to record and edit. The other thing that you need is something to create graphics for your show, artwork, and promotional materials. You need something to create a podcast artwork cover, for example. You don't need to go into episodic covers if you don't want to, but you need something for your podcast cover, your podcast artwork. And I would recommend Canva for this. I do use Canva Pro. However, you can use the free version of Canva if you want. It's very simple to start to use. But fundamentally, as I said, what you need in your tech arsenal for podcasting, you need a podcast hosting platform, you need somewhere to record and edit, and you need something to create graphics on, even if all it is for that one graphic for your show artwork. Those are the things that you need. And once you've got those basics, then you can start adding on additional tools, be that Summarize, be that Video AI, be it WordPress, be it Podcast Page, be it Descript, be it literally whatever it is. But start off with the basics, because as I said, I see so many people just running around and they're like, oh, I'm using this and my podcast is costing me so much money, but actually they don't need half the things in their tech stack that they think they need. And then once you're using tools, if it's working for you, if you are using a podcast hosting platform that is free and somebody is there like, oh, are you using that one? Who cares? As long as it is working for you and your podcast, stick with that hosting platform. Equally, if you are spending $500 per month on a podcast hosting platform, because yes, there are some out there that you can pay that amount of money for, and someone's like, oh, why are you spending that amount of money? Again, who cares? If that podcast platform, hosting platform is working for you, you don't need to switch just because somebody else has recommended something else. And same with your recording and editing. If you're happy on GarageBand, you don't have to start using Descript or Riverside just because somebody suggested them to you. Equally, you don't have to move from something paid just because somebody suggested to. I think it's really easy to get caught up in this, as I said, analysis paralysis, and then you start not creating context. You're like, but it will sound so much better if I use something else or whatever. And we get stuck in this idea sometimes of the grass is greener on the other side. If we just move to this other piece of tech, if we just move to this other piece of software, my podcast will suddenly blow up. And I hate to tell you this, but no podcast has ever suddenly blown up because somebody switched from Riverside to Descript, for example, or switched from Buzzsprout to Spotify for podcasters. Not knocking any of those names, obviously, they're all great companies. But what I'm saying is nobody's podcast blew up because they suddenly switched something in their tech stack. Because at the end of the day, people do not go through Apple Podcasts and go, I wonder what they recorded and edited on, or I wonder where they're hosted. I'm going to listen to the podcast based on that. No, they come for your content and they stick around for your content and for the host as well. So If you are finding that you're jumping piece of tech to piece of tech, or you're not getting started, or you're not moving forward because you've got this kind of analysis paralysis, then I would say just move forward. Make sure you've got the basics in place. You've got your podcast hosting platform, somewhere to record and edit, somewhere to create graphics for your show artwork and promo materials as well, if you want to do that. Then go forward, create the content. If you find something that has got better features, then have a try out on a trial, free trial, or what, however it looks, or a cheaper trial. But don't keep moving different pieces of tech just because you're chasing the shiny object syndrome. And equally, don't get locked into this idea of you can't get started because you haven't found the perfect podcast hosting platform yet, or the perfect, you know, recording or editing platform. You can always move to a different platform for those things. But as I said, don't always chase the greener grass, because it's not always greener on the other side. So as ever, if you have found this episode useful, I would love it if you could smash those 5 stars, give us a 5-star review on the episode. It's great for social proof for the podcast. All of the tools that I have linked down, or that I've mentioned rather, are linked down in the show notes below. Otherwise, I will see you next time. Happy podcasting.